Truck.
Welcome, creeps and weirdos, to the podcast. This podcast is completely free. So like always, we ask you to do a couple things. First, like and share the Facebook page, you know, the one with the brand new fucking profile pic. And then also follow us on Twitter, which I don't think has a new profile pic yet, but will by the time you listen to this. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
And I'll go on iTunes, subscribe, so it downloads automatically for you, so you don't have to do any work for it. And rate and review, and then we'll start the show. Cool? Thanks, guys. Cody!
Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. And as we said before, welcome to the show.
This is a big show, goddamn.
We're not creeps.
It is?
Yeah, this is a big one.
This is the big one?
I don't know how this is
a big one.
It's not.
Okay.
Speaking of big ones.
Just trying to sell it.
Are we close to, we're close to the 100th episode.
Yes, we are.
We are right there.
Yeah.
We're like at what, 97 now, right?
This would be 97 or 98, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. What are we going to do for the big one hundy?
You should ask someone who actually pays attention.
That's a good point. Joe, what are we going to do for the big one hundy?
The same things we always do. Not plan ahead.
Yeah.
Try to take over the world.
Oh, God damn it.
What?
So yeah, Oscars nominated nominations.
No one cares.
Yeah. Suicide Squad trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Queen playing in the background. It was pretty dope.
I was playing in the foreground. I don't know if you know that or not. Like, yeah. That shit was over top of words sometimes. Like, you can barely hear some people, which is good.
Yeah.
Mike had a look like on his face like he was about to fart.
You guys would know.
Hold it in.
So yeah, set this up.
Oh, you were talking. So,
huh? Come on.
You started it.
No, come on. What? Put the phone away and do a podcast, dipshit.
You were talking.
He does have a point. Jesus Christ. You kind of are a dipshit. Says the guy who's now putting his phone down.
You were talking.
Now I'm not.
Did you have a point to make? Or
no.
You went through two topics and haven't talked about either of them.
Yeah. Because no one cares about the Oscars.
It was literally, it was literally like, oh, Oscars. Yep, those are going to happen sometime.
Yeah, and all the winners are going to be white. Because that's the because only there was people nominated.
No, yeah.
No.
Well,
there's some like Latinos in there.
Four.
They're
tops.
Basically white. They Who do you think is going to win Best Picture?
White. Best Picture? You got the nominations in front of your face hole?
Yes, I do.
All right, list them out.
The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max Fury Road, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight.
I feel like it's either going to be Bridge of Spies or The Revenant. Like, I feel like Mad Max can't win because it was an action movie.
Right.
And The Martian can't win because it was good. So... No, like, I thought it, like, everyone thought it was
I think
was
I
good.
Just stroked out there for a second.
Because you know, what'd like, you Oscar winners aren't necessarily, like, popular movies. Or, like, good movies.
No, yeah. Yeah.
They're like, always The Martian doesn't more... feel like the kind of movie that could win Best Picture. Because it was funny in
I mean,
in
it did
scenes.
Win it for, you
yeah,
know,
best comedy at the Golden Globes.
Because that makes asses. Fucking sense.
It, like, it had funny parts. It had some action, like, thriller parts. And it was a really good, like, I really, really like Martian. I just don't think movies like
it's not
that
the,
win.
And that's why I want it to win so much, because it isn't
I'd rather
type of
Mad
movie.
Max win.
Well, I want, because like, honestly, I think Mad Max, I would want to win for other things. I just have this special
either...
place in my heart that I want to see The Martian win so that...
Yeah, because you're a space
so,
nerd.
Well, yeah, but... How many sci-fi movies win Best Picture? How many?
None.
None.
That's why it's
exactly.
Not do it.
But that's what I want the change to happen. Of course, I also want an action movie to win Best Picture, because when
that
does that happen?
The door.
You know,
for so many movies,
and that's probably why they won't do it.
They wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, I want. I really want Mad Max to win for Best Costume Design. We'll get to that one in a second. But
right, so go around, make your definitive picks. Cody, who's going to win?
I'm going to stick with The Martian.
Cody, who's winning?
For Best Picture?
Yeah.
It may be The Revenant, I would say. Bridge of Spies could win because it's one of those historical ones.
Right, it's more of an artsy one.
No, it's actually not. Like, The Revenant's an artsy one.
Yeah.
Really? Compared to
Bridge of Spies? Yeah, no. Yeah. Bridge of Spies is a powerhouse. It's got a lot of people in it, yeah. But it's not an artsy one. Hmm. It's not War Horse.
Because I would, I haven't seen it, but seeing the trailers, I would compare it more to something, like you said, War Horse,
no,
rather
close.
Than The Revenant. I mean, like, no. The Revenant was more action.
Revenant is definitely an art piece compared
I'm
to...
I'm going to pick Revenant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, next category.
Next category is actor in a leading role.
All right.
We have Bryan Cranston, Trumbo.
Not going to win.
Matt Damon, The Martian. Leonardo DiCaprio, The Revenant.
Probably not going to win.
Michael Big Dick Fassbender, Steve Jobs.
I don't think that's actually his name.
It is now. Eddie Redmayne, The Danish Girl.
What was the first two again?
Bryan Cranston from Trumbo and Matt Damon... The Martian.
Matt Damon could win this.
See, and that's the weird flip for me is that as much as I would want Matt Damon for The Martian again because The Martian, I really want Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's not going to win it.
It's not enough lines.
I don't care. Like,
I'm not.
No,
like,
no,
I agree with you.
No,
I would
yeah.
love for him to win, but the fact that he has never won. I kind of just in the back of my head once
like,
I want that to keep going
happen.
Forever, so it's always a narrative. But let's see. I'm gonna pick.
It's not gonna be Fassbender.
It's gonna be Fassbender because no. people didn't like Jobs that much.
Yeah, well, Steve Jobs. No one really liked Jobs.
Oh, that's right.
Steve I hate Jobs my job.
Got him flip flopped.
Fucking peanut gallery.
But I'm bump.
I'm sticking with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm going. It's probably going to be the dude for the Danish Girl, right?
Like Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah,
that's 2 years in a row, right? He won last year.
Yeah, because
for the
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's who it is. That's okay. Him. Yeah.
Maybe the fact that he won last year hurts him a little bit.
But he's also for
a Razzie too.
A Razzie, right? But that's supporting actor though. Or an unsupporting actor, I guess, would be the Razzies thing.
You weren't very supportive.
Because it's for Jupiter Ascending or whatever.
Oh, he was in that movie?
Yeah, he played
that
the Prince.
Wreck?
Yeah.
I'll go Damon. I'll go Matt Damon.
So you got Matt Damon.
I think Matt Damon could win because he was forefront in that movie the most.
Yeah.
Unlike, or I should not say forefront, he spoke the most in that.
Well, he carried the movie.
It was definitely about
him.
Yeah,
he definitely.
Leo's not going to win because it's just at this point, it's just a thing. He won't win until he's super old and everyone who hates him that's in the Academy dies.
Well, yeah, he'll get one of those posthumous Lifetime Achievement Awards.
He'll never win an Oscar until he's, like, fucking dead. They're like, yeah. Hey, Achievement Award.
I just don't think, as much as I like Leo DiCaprio and as much as I liked his performance in The Revenant, I just don't see them giving him that award because it was all... like 90% like just physical acting, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like we knew.
Well, Eddie Redmayne got that because of that too.
Yeah, but I think the reason everyone's impressed by that performance is because we know how hard it would be to do all that, even just as an actor. You know what I mean?
And not enough has been bear rates, so we don't really
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the digging through the snow and the water and the physical fight scenes
falling
and stuff like that,
yeah.
falling off of everything,
and having to live inside of a fucking
but even shooting the stuff just in the snow and the elements and how physical and demanding it was, I think that's why we know how hard and why it was a good performance. But he didn't have enough dialogue, I think, for people in the Academy to be like, yeah, he deserves it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go Damon.
Okay.
Next,
we have actress in a leading role. We have Kate Blanchett for Carol, Brie Larson, Room, Jennifer Lawrence, Joy, Charlotte Rampling, 45 Years, and Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn.
Well, Larson. Brie Larson.
You're going with Brie Larson. What was The Room?
Was that... But I don't know.
A movie?
It was a movie.
But I know it was mostly her and one other person, one kid in it, and she supposedly did great. And I'll be honest, I didn't see it.
Let's see. I can click
it's
on
either
it
going to be her film or synopsis. Jennifer Lawrence, because she wins all the Oscars, too.
Brie Larson portrays Ma, a woman held captive in a small shed for 7 years who strives to create a normal life for her young son. Yeah, that sounds like Oscar bait right there. Yeah, I mean,
not blaming her. Like, no, there's certain movies that
are just more prone to getting Oscars. Yeah, I mean, I knowing that, I would say, yeah, that's what's gonna win.
And I've just heard so much about it. And like I said, it's one of those movies where it's mostly just her.
Mm-hmm.
So usually those are the ones that kind of.
So what you're saying is
Brie Larson's gonna win. Cody.
All right.
Sure.
All right.
Because I literally have not seen.
Any of them.
Any of those movies.
It's because you hate women.
Well, what...
Oh, is that what it is?
Out of these movies, is there... I mean...
Single one of them got a fucking wide release? No.
Sorry.
Ow!
Why did you hit my toe?
I don't know, when your foot came out and kicked me in the leg.
Makes sense. No, so I was going to say is like... I know I don't know a lot about these movies, but is... Of the ones listed, obviously, is there one that you would want to see?
I seen Joy.
How was it?
I liked it.
Because it looked like out of this list, like I said, I obviously don't know.
I'm
all
a big
of them,
Jennifer Lawrence
but
fan.
George, yeah, and so am I. Yeah. No, seriously.
No,
she's a good actress. She really is.
Kidding.
In the world right now.
And she's have you seen some of her interviews?
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
You know which one it wasn't hilarious? The one after the Golden Globes.
I didn't see the Golden
she
Globes.
She picked on a guy who was a foreign language guy trying to ask his questions off his phone. She picked on him for being on his phone. Yeah.
Good. Don't be on your phone. Be a professional.
He was trying to read because he doesn't speak English very well.
Ask a question.
But he was trying, but he was really nervous because,
like,
you know.
Be a professional.
Racist.
Get your shit together. Shit together before
get your
you
shit together.
For Lawrence's goddamn question.
Yeah.
Get your ducks in a row, fuckhead.
One, two. They're not in a row. Actor in a supporting role.
Six?
Christian growly voice Bale for The Big Short.
Again, I don't think that's actually the fucking name, but yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
He's making himself laugh.
I am making myself laugh. Because I'm trying
that was a good one, Joe.
No, because I'm trying to think of something for Tom Hardy, but I can't.
You can't?
Tom Bane Hardy?
No,
Tom. I'm an asshole in Frozen Wasteland Hardy. Tom, I'm really good in fucking Mad
Tom,
Max Hardy.
Yeah, it says like five words Hardy.
Yeah. Like
for The Revenant. Mark Ruffalo for Spotlight.
The Hulk? Oh.
Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies, and Sylvester Stallone for Creed.
We know what he's going to pick.
You think it's going to be Stallone?
You guys haven't seen it, and you keep giving me shit.
I think
we keep giving you shit because it's hilarious.
It's one of the best movies.
Oh, I want to see it. I mean, it looks like a good movie. I want to see it. I just don't want to pay for it right now. I would say Tom Hardy because, damn, he was...
I could see him getting it before Leo gets it for the movie.
Leo got it first from the bear.
Just simply because
the Academy hates Leonardo.
Well, and no, not even that. Tom Hardy had all the monologues and everything. Like, he had some really good monologues in it.
Yeah.
He got to show, I think, not more emotion, but I just think he got to shine a little bit more as opposed to just whole movie dump it on Leo DiCaprio.
Plus, he's fucking tremendous.
Yeah.
And he's really good in everything
of
he
all
does,
of his movies.
So.
I mean, yeah, he's really good in a lot of his movies. And I'm gonna separate Warrior because that's probably one of his best movies ever. But of the rest of them, this is the one where he kind of stretches more as an actor. In
Bronson. You haven't seen Bronson.
No, I haven't seen Bronson, actually.
Bronson is a goddamn, like if you want to show, like, if there was, like, a teacher and they want to just show actors, like, people
how
who are trying
fucking
to
scenery,
yeah, like that you want to be a fucking good actor, like they should show Bronson.
That's the one where he plays the twins, right?
No, that's Legend.
No, that's Legend.
Legend.
Okay,
he plays Bronson.
When did that come out?
A long time ago. The only reason I caught it is because I saw, I think, Inception or Warrior. I can't remember which one I seen first, but I was like, who the fuck is this Tom Hardy guy? He's badass. And then
2009.
I looked it up and I was like, oh, he's in Bronson. I was like, I don't know what that is, but it was on Netflix and I watched it. Holy shit, dude. Talk about, again, chewing up the scenery, fucking just physical acting,
mm-hmm.
Along with the fact that he delivered crazy amounts of monologues in that movie too, and then his emotions had a swing like a fucking crazy person, because Bronson was a fucking crazy person.
So who is? So what's the movie about?
Cody?
Charles Bronson?
No.
Well, he gets his name from him.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So.
I'll give you the description. Go ahead. Continue.
Moving on. Actress in a supporting role. We have Jennifer Jason Leigh, The Hateful Eight. Yeah. Rooney Mara, Carol. Rachel McAdams, Spotlight. Alicia Vikander. Wow, I don't know why I couldn't say that. Vikander, The Danish Girl. And Kate Winslet, Steve Jobs.
I haven't seen it, but I heard Kate Winslet fucking
nailed that shit.
Murdered that part.
Yeah.
But I also really like Jennifer Jason Leigh in The Hateful Eight, and that's the only one I've seen, so I'm going to go with her.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. But I heard Kate Winslet fucking knocked that shit out of the park, so I don't know.
I haven't seen any of these movies, so I'm just going to throw a dart, and just because I'm more...
You seen Hateful Eight?
Nope, haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah,
you fucks went without me.
No, I went with Jen.
That's still without him.
Yeah, that's still without me.
You can't say you fucks like we all went together.
I could have been a third wheel.
You can't, but you can't say you fucks.
No, like, I could. Okay. And I did.
I gave him the chance to go with us.
Hey, you want to go to Hateful Eight with us? Oh, you're working. Okay.
But I gave you the chance. He didn't give you that.
So I didn't.
It's not really a chance.
To be fair, though,
that's a hey. I was thinking of you, but I knew you weren't going to do it.
I was watching it. So about you, like I said, hey Joe, it sucks that you're working, but you can go to the movies. You should call out. You look really sick. That's an invite.
And then I can't do that because that's not me.
This guy didn't even like think. He's like, nah, Joe who? I don't have a friend named Joe. Oh, that guy from Yuma. Yeah, no, he's in Yuma.
Yeah, that'd be awkward. And
Joe one.
Oh!
You was the first Joe.
Oh, dang! That means you're number two.
Because
who does number two work for?
Good God, man. What'd you
bite your lip and give it hell.
yeah, so I would go with the Hateful Eight just because I like
Tarantino.
I've seen three of these.
Bigot, you big
do it
pussy.
Now.
I'll say Kate Winslet. She was amazing in that.
Do it.
Did you say Steve Jobs?
Yeah, I saw okay. it. Of course I did. hello, look where I work. Jennifer Jason Leigh was tremendous in it, but...
Microsoft.
It was a joke.
Microsoft, and it's Apple, and he hates...
Keep going.
Anyways, Jennifer Jason Leigh was really good in Hateful Eight. The problem is Hateful Eight is a Quentin Tarantino movie, which we all know that they hate him.
Yeah, but they got nominated, though.
Well, yeah, they always get nominated. I mean... There's always something there.
They always
She's
get
tremendous
one.
In it. It's funny because like, she was the like the second best performance in all of that movie,
behind
Samuel Jackson. He's so tremendous in that movie, so ridiculous.
I think Kurt Russell fucking.
Kurt Russell's
fantastic.
Good. No, but Samuel Jackson was the best part of that movie.
I think maybe I might have liked Kurt Russell's performance a little bit more
because
we don't get. Kurt Russell performances
Ever?
That much anymore, and we see Sam Jackson three times a year.
Yeah,
you know,
at least three times a year.
Like I'm just talking theatrical releases,
right?
The only problem though is like, well, not that problem, but the only thing about that is like, there's not like a lot of difference in what he did throughout his parts in all of Hateful Eight. But like Sam Jackson was like that up and down character, not to ruin anything for anybody, but like he has like a lot of.
He swings kind of happy-go-lucky-ish.
But yeah, there's some shit that happens to him that, like, he portrays it really well. But the profanity in that movie alone will stop most people from nominating it. Cause like,
do
the
you
profanity.
Think, side note, do you think people will take Tarantino's films more serious if there's less blood?
It's not the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, kind of actually it is the blood, like especially with Kill Bill. But Kill Bill
I think
is
this one,
style,
too.
Though.
I don't know. I was watching it. And I love Quentin Tarantino movies, but I like there is an actual point in The Hateful Eight where I was all like, "It there is so much blood and ridiculous gore in it that it actually took me out of the movie." And I remember thinking like, "Jesus Christ, Tarantino!" Like I remember thinking like, "Yeah, that's a lot of fucking blood and shit."
Was it out of the trap door when I don't know how to say this?
It's that whole scene where they're all going back and forth, and I'm like, "This is like," I was like, "Maybe if they could have just." And I don't want to, like, say he should do less or should do more. Like, that's not, I'm not making these movies. He is, and that's how he wants to make them. But I got to think, I'm like, maybe if he cut back on that just a little bit, you know, to where it wasn't funny. You know what I mean? Because it gets to a point where it's so much, it kind of makes you laugh. Like Django, when he shoots that bitch out of the doorway.
Yeah.
Like, that's so ridiculous that I just laugh at that part. And then I think, God, Tarantino's fucking nuts. Well, you know what I mean?
Once it takes
me out of the movie.
Because yeah, once you get all to of his Kill movies Bill, at some point happens, take, though.
Yeah. Because, that's where Pulp Fiction doesn't, Pulp Fiction gets weird, but it doesn't ever really take you out of the movie. Like Reservoir Dogs doesn't
the most
do it.
In Pulp Fiction is when he shoots him through the bathroom door.
Yeah, and that's not... That wasn't ridiculous.
It was a shotgun, you know what I mean? But
Kill Bill to Django to this, I feel like there's just so much fucking blood in it. Yeah. And the violence is kind of ridiculous to the point where it's funny. But then I think because it's funny, people aren't giving him the kind of respect he should be in terms of award season, you know?
I think a lot of it, especially the last four, so both Kill Bills. Both Kill Bills, the World War II one. Inglourious Bastards.
And that one Django didn't even get ridiculous amounts of blood in it.
No, that was
until
the language
Hitler's
I was talking
face.
About that one. Well, yeah, but the language in those five really kind of keyed off even more, especially the last two, because obviously there's a lot of N words in the last two, a lot of them. And this one is funny because in Well, I don't think it's funny, but I think it's hilarious because in Django, it's used because that's the time period it is, and it's just a word thrown around. In Hateful Eight, they use it in hate, the worst ways you can use that word. That's what they're using it for.
And they didn't really use it that much either.
Django used it way more. I don't care what anyone says, that was the third word in every line ever said by anybody on that movie. And this one is just the hate behind it was God damn. I was someone does not like them. But it was still hilarious.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Rant.
No, sad note over.
No, it's fine. So moving on.
Did you pick one?
I said Hateful Eight.
He said Hateful Eight.
Yeah, okay. Jennifer Jason Leigh. Throwing darts at a board.
Lawn darts.
That's all Hateful Eight.
Board.
Anyway. So, next one. Animated feature film. We have
Hashtag Bing Bong.
Up. It's going to be up.
Up's not part of it.
It is. No. Or not up. I'm sorry. Inside Out.
I had to read that three times. Inside Up came out 4 years ago. It's not on. We have, I'm still going to go through them, so fuck you guys. Anomalisa.
Boo.
The sequel to Boy Meets World, Boy and the World. It's not really. Don't do that.
That's after Boy and World got married.
And they fucked. They got inside this crazy little kid's head, Inside Out. Shaun the Sheep movie. I started saying it, and I went instantly to Shaun of the Dead. I don't know why. When Marine was there.
Inside Out.
When Marnie was there. Marnie. Marnie. Who the fuck names their kid Marnie? The fuck is a Marnie? I'm going to go with Inside Out. Yeah.
Inside Out's going to win.
I've seen it. I've seen the extras. It was awesome. I didn't cry. Nope.
Liar!
No.
I didn't cry.
Liar, pants on fire.
Bing bong, bing bong. Anyway, all right. So we all said Inside Out. Next.
Skipping some categories, right?
Nope.
No, we're not there yet.
Nope. Cinematography. We have Carol, The Hateful Eight, Mad Max Fury Road, The Revenant, and Sicario.
Mad Max is going to win that one.
I would say Mad Max as well.
Hateful Eight might.
No.
Hateful Eight has some really good shots, but then
gorgeous shots,
when you go inside, that's when you lose them all. But with Mad Max, you have those big, wide shots.
No.
I think there's some inside, close-ups of those too, but
It's so well done.
I do think Mad Max, though.
But the Revenant, though, has some really good ones, too, on that, because there's a lot of, I don't even know how they had to have taken things out of the background, because, nobody can find that many stretches of open land that doesn't have planes flying over something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a building in the background, because, hey, this valley looks great, but there's, three houses there, and that one's got a car driving around it. Like,
yeah. We gotta go.
It's like, fudge over with snow, you know? Because there's, I mean, there's some, like, the part where he's walking over the frozen lake,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, dude, where did you find that?
Right? Because I want to go there. Not like, while it's well, winter,
yeah,
not, but...
Yeah, not to that fucking blizzard.
No. But they would be beautiful. Just absolutely gorgeous.
So ridiculous. Like, the river scenes?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how do you not have a plane or a helicopter hanging out? Like,
right?
Like a bear shitting in the edge of the woods or something, you know? Like, how did you... Well, yeah. Shitting out parts of Leo.
Actually, that bear's dead, so it's not shitting
that
anything.
That bear's dead. Oh, he shit all right.
Yeah.
Right down that hill.
He's like, oh, my God.
He's like, oh, he's stabbing in the throat.
Leo's all like, little stabs? Is little stabs? Little stabs.
That's all he can do, because both arms are messed up. Oh, you saw the knuckle out of that one hand, that one finger? I was like, your knuckle showing. Leo, your knuckle's showing. Oh, hey, that's your spine. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your skull. I can see your skull.
You're going to sew that back together?
That's the back. Okay. Oh, God, it was so rough, dude. And he's just stretching it. I was like, you shouldn't do...
Oh, yeah, the neck
when he rambles his neck, dude?
No, dude, when he drinks for the first time and he coughs and he just shoots out, I was like...
When he rambles his neck, dude.
Oh. Like, when I say to you, I was like, he's gonna burn that. He's gonna rambo himself. And I was like, oh,
Because we all saw it coming.
That could go super wrong.
Hey, you're not supposed to pack gunpowder.
I was like, that's gonna get infected.
No, it's not.
So rough.
What made me mad is Jin realized he was gonna rambo himself before I did. And like, cause
how the fuck is that possible?
Well, cause he goes like this with the powder and puts it, and she instantly, right? He's gonna rambo himself. I was like, oh fuck, you're right.
you goddamn bitch.
I was like, oh, you goddamn bitch. I'm supposed to notice that first.
I hate you so much, but I love you because that's so hot. Let's make sweet love right now.
I mean, after the movie,
I'll play the bear. Just like, this isn't nearly as good as I thought.
The bear scene was so long too, like
terrifyingly long.
Yeah,
like there's a scene where the bear walks away and you're like, fuck, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And then he grabs his gun and the bear comes back. Whoa. You're like, oh, it's still going.
Whoa, buddy. You're lucky to make it out of that first attack alive.
I got mad when you... Was there a lot of people when you watched it with you?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Ours too. It was weird because we went like then a matinee like on Wednesday or Sunday or something like that. But the scene where he falls down the hill and the bear falls down on him, like everyone in the theater started laughing. I was like... Why is this fucking funny, dude?
In our theater, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah,
that was like my reaction and Jin's reaction. Like, oh. And then everyone else was all, ah, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, why the fuck are you people laughing?
Yeah.
And then Jin's like, shh, stop yelling at people in the theater. No, this is important, goddammit.
You know how brutal that would have been if like the bear didn't slide that little bit over him? Like, he would have been covering him completely. They just water walked right by, you know? Like, dead bear.
Well, I mean, it's not only that. It's like that's like 700 pounds.
Can you imagine
of pure
like, also,
muscle
like,
and hair just
they go there to start
you.
Stripping the bear, and they're just like cutting through, and they're like,
ugh.
Huh, this bear's got human digits. That's weird.
I wonder who he ate.
Yeah.
Oh, and the dude that was supposed to play the new It clown did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he was
too.
Really good at it, too.
Like, I was not expecting that, because the only thing I know him from is Meet the Millers, or We're the Millers, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've never even seen that. I know
him from
he was
Maze Runner.
Oh, okay. Because the only reason, and like I said, I haven't even seen the Miller movie, but I just saw him in the trailers.
The main bad guy.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of his name right now. I want to say Newt, but that was
no,
not
that
Newt.
Wasn't Newt.
Newt was in Star Wars.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He had a line, too.
He did.
More than you could say.
Mm-hmm, because I wasn't in Star Wars.
Nope. Mm. You didn't even have a line.
No, not at all.
Daniel Craig was in it, kind of.
Yeah, he was.
It's still hard to believe that was him, by the way.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound like him.
Uh-uh.
Like,
doesn't have
I saw the movie a lot. I don't know if you guys know this or not. But, like, even the size of him, I mean, the armor kind of throws you off a little
bit.
Yeah,
but the size, and you would think, like, his voice would be more distinct and have, he always has that little bit of swagger to it, to his voice, you know?
Still was dope, though.
Oh, no, it still was awesome. I mean,
even Simon Pegg's character, you couldn't, if I didn't know already, I wouldn't be able to tell it was him or not, because the way they modulated his voice didn't sound the same.
Like, honestly, they could have gotten somebody else to do it.
Oh, yeah.
It could have been a nobody.
It could have been a nobody.
We never knew.
It was a throwaway role, but you give it to him.
But also, like, he could have just done the voice.
Yeah.
Like, he could have Yoda the shit out of that, you know what I mean? But like, no, man, they put him in that suit. I was like, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was him, I probably would have pushed for being in the suit too. Like, even though it was, you're filming in that giant suit in the desert.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to be in what? Star Wars? Yes.
I'm going to be the trash compactor. Okay.
Okay.
Do I get a line?
Nope.
Sort of? All right. Deal. All right, where do I sign?
Metal crunchy noise.
I'm going to get you. That's not what the track patch says.
It is now.
I want my voice heard. Is it weird to you guys, not to keep going on Star Wars, but I'm going to, that two people did the voice for BB-8?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah, because he doesn't really talk.
But, like, why couldn't one guy do the whole
rest? Or a robot?
Did he get it?
Bill Hader, wasn't it?
Bill Hader was one of them, and the other guy was that dude from House of Lies. I can't think of his name right now.
That's pretty hilarious that Bill Hader.
Yeah.
So at this point, they're just literally, celebrities friends. Are like, hey, can I be in this? Yeah, sure, you get to play BB-8.
Well, because all the actors now were fans. You know, like, we're at that point.
No, yeah.
Well, that and BB-8 was actual functional robot, and they couldn't put a little person in it.
But I mean, like,
he would have kept throwing
it
up.
Hey, but hey. Even for, like, the
midget.
I
got that back.
No,
I just assumed you said it the wrong way. I got
Bugs Bunnied him. You big dummy.
But I mean, like, BB-8 is literally something like you could have put sound effects on a keyboard and been like, you know, beep, 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 beep. And so
after seeing it as many times as I did, you'd start to hear words in a way, but like non. Like not real words, but you
it's
can find
actual
it.
Lines from like Bill Hader, but like sped up so much.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
what
like,
I mean. It's like, yeah, and it's like you can kind of hear words in it, but you're like, maybe it's my mind trying to play tricks on me, thinking, oh yeah, you can totally understand him. You're special too. Yeah, special, all right.
Yeah, I can also understand Chewie.
Yeah, all right, male Ray. Go ahead.
All right, so moving on. Best costume design.
Yes,
we have Carol, Cinderella, which didn't. Oh, it was a live-action Cinderella that came out this year. The Danish Girl, Mad Max, So Angry Road, and The Revenant.
the kind of upset road.
I'm going to throw this out here.
You want because, Mad Max?
Yes, and my argument is going to be that it's an actual movie where you have to make up the costumes. But I know it's not going to win.
Yeah, you can't just pick out.
Well, with the one that I don't understand why is in this list is Cinderella.
Why?
The costumes weren't that great, though.
It's not
like some of them were just like Carol and Danish Girl. They're just regular clothes. You know what I mean?
But that's the problem with this category. Is that?
Oh, it's always
what
that way.
Wins.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember what movie it was. Or
they should have two. They should have two categories.
Elizabethantown or something like that. Anyway, when the Batman came out, the Batman Begins.
Yeah.
That's a movie. That has costumes in it. Like, somebody actually had to sit down
costume,
and design this costume to work on somebody, fabricate it, make it, blah,
twice.
Blah, blah. Yeah, twice.
Well, not even
but it lost
his.
Out to a Victorian-era movie, and it's like, that's literally just patterns. Like, that's been done so much that I could probably download it off the internet and...
So is it.
3D print it, you know?
Oh, that'd be so rough
forever.
To wear.
That would take forever.
It's just one of those VAT ones. It just
like
kind of has the foam shit that electrifies
making
it.
Making just like little tiny, like 4x4 inch.
Fit into this, bitch!
No. It's a part.
Oh, God.
Part. Super.
The most uncomfortable dress ever, by the way.
But yeah, so that's why I would say Mad Max Fury Road is what I want. It's not going to win, unfortunately. But just because
it seems like
you
Cinderella
have...
would be the one that would win.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Yeah, the costumes aren't that impressive.
Like, I've seen trailers, and obviously.
But that's the thing that wins.
It's those kind of movies are the ones that win.
Like, the Danish Girl, I can see that winning for those costumes because it has, like, the Elizabethtown, one of those ones where it's, like, Victorian. Like, these clothes don't exist anymore, but, like,
we had to make them.
Yeah, like, so we had to make them, like, you know, what they look like.
Yeah. I get that the fact that you have to make them is, like, impressive, but to what Joe said, I feel like they've been made so many times for so many different movies now where it's, like,
seen
just
it.
Use those ones.
Done
you know,
it.
Like,
yeah.
I get what you're saying. But,
no, yeah.
You
know.
But still, those are the ones that win.
Yeah.
It's because someone
Not
has
Mad
to
Max.
Actually make them.
Mad
that's
Max,
why they win.
What's cool about Mad Max is, like, that's an actual vision somebody had. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
His vision is taking something. Yes, these have elements of something that were real,
but
have been transformed into something else. The other problem with Mad Max that wouldn't win is there's a lot of not clothed people in it as well. There's a lot of shirtless people and like loincloth type things.
Yeah, but just, that's still costume design.
That should win just for the guy with the fucking chest plate.
Yeah, for sure. Plus it was super creepy.
Something Joe. Can't remember his full name.
Caria.
No.
You got short and fat and super bad skin later in the future, Joe.
Later in the future. And
you're still alive, though.
Yeah.
Still alive.
We won't be, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I'd rather not be alive because that looked like a horrible existence because he lived on mother's milk.
Yeah, I got water, though. Mother's milk. Mm-hmm. Big titty bitches.
He was fucking a lot, though. A lot of bitches he's fucking. Good
hot
job,
ones
Joe.
Too. Thank you.
Not all of them. I seen some of them.
Weird. It takes the end of the world for him to get laid.
Oh! Mic drop.
I feel bad.
A good joke.
That was a bad one. I'll give it to you though.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
A good joke. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'll allow it. We're good friends. I'll allow it.
What are we
doing? It's allowed.
Director?
Yeah, directing? Next we're doing directing, but I like how they didn't list the actual director. So, like, I have no clue who directed.
Oh, on theirs. I'm on the... No. Oh, what site are you on?
So, list yours.
Yeah, list yours.
Because...
What site? Are you on Oscars?
Yeah, I'm actually on Oscar.go.com.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
It just... Yeah, no. Yeah. It just says directing. The Big Short, Mad Max Fury Road, The Revenant, Room, and Spotlight.
All right, I got it. Big Short, Adam McKay. We have Mad Max Fury Road, George Miller. The Revenant, Alejandro G. Whatever that dude's last name is, because I still don't think that's a real last name.
G. Willikers. That's a last name.
You have
name.
The Room, which is Lenny Abrahamson. Sounds like a made-up name. He's in with instruction. And Spotlight is Tom McCarthy. For this, I honestly believe there are only really two contenders.
Which Adam
are?
McKay and...
Yep. And Alejandro. The Revenant guy. Yeah. Those are only two I think are real... Not that George Miller didn't do a good job. He did a tremendous job.
Right.
That's not going to win you an award.
No.
Just because the Academy is a bunch of douche rags.
Yeah.
Spotlight was good. I haven't seen it, but Spotlight is pretty good, I should say.
This movie was fantastic.
I have seen The Big Short. And it is tremendous. And the performances this dude got out of those people is so good. Like, because everyone is so good in it.
He did this movie. Like, obviously, Adam McKay has been around for a while, but Adam McKay is known for like Anchorman and Talladega Nights. You know what I mean? Like,
and,
those kind of movies.
Old School, right?
Yeah, something like
that. No, not Old School. What's the one with where Jonah Hill draws all the dicks?
Oh, Superbad.
Superbad, right? Isn't it him?
I don't think he did.
Or did he write that one?
I think him and Seth Rogen wrote that one.
Okay. Sorry,
I don't know, but he's known for those movies. Like, so if I hear Adam McKay is directing a movie, I instantly think, oh, Will Ferrell's gonna be in it and it's gonna be funny. Like that's those are my first thoughts. And when I saw the trailer for The Big Short, because I heard the cast first, I was like, how the fuck did an Adam McKay movie get this cast? Like, how did they get Brad Pitt and Christian Bale?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, this is gonna be a weird comedy. And then I saw the trailer, I'm like, it's not really a comedy. That's weird that he could do this. And from everything I heard, I heard the same thing. The performances were kind of ridiculous and amazing. So I would like him to get it simply for the fact that
more legitimize him as a filmmaker.
Yeah, but also kind of help comedies, because as much as the Academy shits on sci-fi movies and action movies and stuff like that, like, no comedies have been listed yet. Like,
no.
Comedies don't get awards.
The Martian.
They had a lie about a movie being a comedy to give it an award.
Can you imagine people solely said, oh, I love comedies, I'm going to go to The Martian?
Nah.
I mean, maybe they thought it was a remake of, like, My Favorite Martian, and they didn't know what it was. And they're like, you know what? This one doesn't have that fuck from Back to the Future in it. So, we can do it. Right?
But they did put Jeff Daniels in it, though. Wasn't he in?
Was he the other one?
I think he was in the remake, right?
I might have been, I don't remember. That movie was so bad. I mean, it's no Suburban Commando, but, you know.
Hey!
I love that movie.
That movie was amazing.
We're gonna get you, Ramsey! That's why you guys didn't ever talk. Sorry. Go ahead.
So I would say The Revenant.
I go McKay. I think simply out of one on this one, I think the guy from The Revenant probably won it too, because he won it last year for Birdman. And it's he's great. Like, I wouldn't be mad if he won.
His vision is really good, though. Like, the way he's, like, visually storytelling.
But, like, Adam McKay is coming straight off of comedies and stuff and throwing this out. Like, that's pretty impressive. That should, like, that's a lot of range. So, I'm hoping Adam McKay.
All right. So, documentary feature.
Documentary.
Michael Moore's going to win.
We're going to skip. Documentary.
He actually didn't get nominated for this one, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's going to win.
Yeah, the Amy Cartel Land, The Look of Silence, What Happened to Miss Simone, Winter on Fire, Ukraine's Fight for Freedom.
What Happened to Miss Simone is probably going to win, by the way.
What's that one about?
Winter, I thought Winter on Fire would probably win. That's the one I heard most about.
No, the one that...
This is all political.
Yeah, so the one...
these all could be political, and I have
no Simone's clue. About that that bipolar chick, right?
Well, she's a singer, but yes.
Yeah, but that's why they make it a documentary, because she's super bipolar and all fucked up. And...
Hmm. All right. So you guys are thinking the Miss Simone one?
I'm thinking that one. He I said think differently.
Winter on Fire.
Okay. I will saw it on the go Daily Show. With Winter on Fire as well.
Because it was on The Daily Show.
No, because I really want George R. R. Martin to finish his books. Fire and Winter. Or...
I don't think.
Let's not actually.
We'll just go to the next one. Nope. I said it.
Fucking weirdo.
You're a weirdo. You're a friend of a weirdo. Documentary. Short subject.
No one fucking cares.
No one skip.
All right.
Next.
Skipping. Film editing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Yeah? We're doing it?
List okay. The nominations.
The Big Short.
Okay.
Shocker. Mad Max Fury Road. Shocker. The Revenant. Spotlight. And... Star Wars. The Force Awakens.
Star Wars is going to win all the Oscars it's nominated for. Not really, but maybe.
Oscar-winning film.
How come... Was Star Wars not in the
This is the only
one?
Thing that Star Wars... It's nominated for one more.
How come that wasn't considered for the costume design? Because like they're already
it's actually
designed?
Three more. No, it wasn't considered for costume design.
It's sci-fi. I'm a hate sci-fi.
Because heaven forbid there actually be, you know,
oh my God.
Costume design in some of these films. So Star Wars from Mike. Yeah. I'll go with Star Wars as well, and the Cody's
gonna go Revenant.
He is going with.
Tell you the truth, though, I might do The Big Short because there's a lot of there's a lot of editing in it. The Revenant, though,
that's the one I think's gonna win. But I
that
Star Wars
the way one. It was shot would need a lot of editing because there's you obviously didn't go from that crane shot. I'm gonna use the Frozen Lake again. The crane shot of that Frozen Lake to the body shot of Leo walking that is by far not even the same day. You know what I mean?
No.
Star Wars, though, some pretty good because that is a lot of special effects involved in it. So there's a lot of editing and things like that. That's a tough one though. I've just talked about three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Spotlight, so I can't say if the editing's good. The trailer does not make me think it has good editing.
Yeah,
this is one of those ones that's super random scenes.
That's never really a good indication.
Well, yeah.
We've had a lot of trailers that have looked like complete garbage
and
because of their editing.
Yeah.
But the movies themselves actually end up being pretty good.
I might have to go with you guys. I might say Star Wars on that, actually.
Yeah.
Even though Mad Max has a lot of the same kind of things with it, too.
All right. So skipping past foreign language films. We're going to have makeup and hairstyling. Yeah, we are.
This one's dumb. I don't understand this. These three movies, I don't know this.
There are four movies.
What
sir.
Four do you have?
I have Mad Maxi Pad, Furious Road. The 100-year-old man who that title is super fucking long, so I'm stopping. The Window and Disappeared.
The fuck? That's not on my
list. No, wait. That is only three movies. That title is very long. Because, look at my phone. It drops down a line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should give it away. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I don't have that on my list.
So the full title, which I'm going to hate this movie because of it, The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared. and then the Revenant.
Dude, that's why The Last Man. Because Yurg climbed out a window to escape.
He did, but he wasn't 100 years old.
He fucking looked it.
No, he didn't.
He was pretty old.
No, he didn't.
With all the crazy monkeys?
He had one crazy monkey.
No. I will show you the fucking scene. He has a whole room of them. There's a whole room of monkeys when the clone version of him can
look 100 years old.
He looked 100 years old. He did not look 100 years old. That movie looks, and then The Revenant.
So makeup and hairstyling, I honestly think Mad Max Fury Road, because it goes along with the whole costume design thing.
I will combat you for only two reasons. One is the wounds that they did for Leonardo DiCaprio's character after the bear rape.
Yes, no, that
and
looks
Tom Hardy's
amazing.
Head.
Yeah,
Tom Hardy's head was the most disgusting thing. When he's fucking scratching it, and you hear.
When I first saw it, I was all like, "Why did they give him all fucked up hair in this movie?" and then they explain it later. I'm like, "Oh, okay." Because the first time you see it, it's like from a distance,
and
when he takes
like
off his it just looks like he's going bald. I'm
that's
like,
the same way I thought too.
Like
I
was that's. Like,
he doesn't want to admit that he's going bald. He grew his hair out.
Yeah, that's like a weird thing to add into this movie. Like, this dude's balding badly.
Dude, but when he pulls off and he's scratching the dead skin, I was like...
Ugh. You just see that.
Ugh. He gets scalped, the rest of his scalped at the end. Ugh.
Oh, fucking ruin it for everybody.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry.
He way to Cody it up.
Doesn't get
scalped.
It's a little fucking late now. So because of those two things alone, and the creepy fucking scabby chap lips that a lot of them have.
True.
Oh, God, it was so rough. When he's talking that one time and he's like trying to... I was like, no, bro.
Bro.
You just get some spin on there.
Cody's throwing Carmex at the screen.
Get some snow and just get it moist for you. Ugh.
Oh, I said moist.
I did say moist.
Yeah, you did.
And delicious.
Mmm. Anyway.
Mike looks like he has a throat face on.
Yeah. Like the Revenant, like, I mean, yeah, the Revenant, because of all that, is probably going to win.
Revenant.
I just look at Mad Max Fury Road, and I see a lot of more thought process put into, like, what has to be there versus, like, okay, this is what would environmentally
with, like,
there.
The little pock things and stuff on people.
Yeah, the and smiley with, face. Yeah, what was the little guy's name?
His two friends. Yeah,
yeah.
The smiley faces on his fucking cancer mounds.
Yeah, so that's what I look at and I say, you know.
I get you on that point. And even the dude, like, the crazy Joe guy, like, that was gross. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, do the Revenant, though. Like,
yeah.
I saw bone. You know what I mean? Like, he, like, was reaching through the snow and the dirt. And you see the bone of his knuckle. And
yeah.
I was like, bro, I hope that's makeup. Because dang.
Yeah.
But yeah, those two things alone would be reason. I have no idea what this 100-year-old man bullshit is. And why there's an elephant making this dude fall up off you don't have the picture.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you high
He's sitting on?
On
a bench, and, like, this elephant sits on it, so he's falling over, like, I don't know. But the Revenant is going to win that. All
right.
That's all I'm getting at.
All right. Moving on. Music, original score, we have Bridge of Spies, Carol, Hateful Eight, Sicario. I went through puberty on that one.
Yeah,
you did. And Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Star Wars could win this.
Star Wars
but...
could.
But
because that dude's won 4 million Oscars,
yeah. But the only problem, it's definitely like, they're just gonna look at it. Well, John Williams, go ahead. But the thing is, a lot of it is very similar to other stuff,
yeah,
from other Star Wars, which I know why, and it's obviously Star
it's
Wars,
Star Wars,
but it's all new though. It is all,
yeah, movies. But it's a lot of it's a lot of it has
elements
from other ones, but like Sicario, original score though, like
I would almost lean, I was leaning towards Sicario.
Like, that's a really good score, but the problem is that a lot of it's void, like, because it goes silent a lot of times.
Yeah, but it's...
So sound effects I could see, like sound editing or whatever, but, like, score, it was good, though.
But it adds to the... what is there adds to the tension.
Yeah, but Hateful Eight, you haven't
show.
Seen...
Yeah, I haven't seen Hateful Eight,
that
so I can't speak to
it. That is ridiculous. That makes that, like, you feel the tension in that, like you were saying, like, you feel the tension because it's, like, these hard strings, like, oh, dude, like... Great, I don't know. Like,
that's
like,
what I think is gonna win.
The bow on this violin must be like this fucking long. It's like, oh, it's crazy. Like, I truly think Hateful Eight could take that away from John Williams.
Okay, That's cool.
Yeah. Sicario is great. Problem is, I don't think there's enough of it through the movie. Mm-hmm. Not that that should be I don't know if that's actually the dictator of, like, how much, you know, it was in the movie. It was good. But Hateful Eight was, god damn it. But then again, if you're talking about emotions, though, fucking John Williams' score fucking just erupts at the beginning of Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and, Jesus, dude.
And your heart just starts pumping, and you're like, ginormous erection there going.
You're hitting the back of the head of the person in front of you. He's like, I'm sorry. He's like, I'm doing the same thing as this guy. It's like, I'm sorry. I should have set me on a lady. It would have been more appropriate.
No, they're still getting lady boners.
Yeah, they are. Spoosh. Harrison Ford. That's all I got.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, music, original song.
This one's garbage.
Looking at it, it actually is pretty garbage. But we'll still go through it. Earned It. 50 Shades of Grey.
Wait.
Manta Ray. Racing. What?
I just realized they didn't give fucking Sam Smith's song from Spectre.
No, it's on there.
No, it's not Sam Smith's song. This is Writing on the Wall.
Oh, is that not it?
No.
Oh. I thought that was it.
No.
Because.
He did the song Spectre.
Oh, but Writing on the Wall was
the main song? Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did not give it to him. They gave it to the guy who apparently actually wrote it.
Oh.
It just says Jimmy here. I need to look it up.
But why don't we go through the rest of the nomination?
Sorry.
Why don't you go through the rest? Okay, anyway.
Because it's on your phone. Just take his phone. Take his phone right out of his hand. No. He invited you. Just snatch that shit out of his hand. I said snatch.
Yeah, you did. And moist and delicious. Yeah, you're on a roll today.
I haven't said retarded yet.
You just did.
No, like in context.
Earlier. Yeah, still.
Pretty sure you did.
No. I made a retarded voice. There's a difference.
Oh, that's right. That's
so apparently somebody made a song about Aquaman's arch nemesis, Manta Ray.
Just
racing Manta. Extinction.
It's Black Manta. Manta Ray is an animal.
Yeah, whatever. It is now. Simple Song number 3 by The Youth. The Utes.
The Utes.
Till It Happens to You, The Hunting Ground. And Writings on the Wall.
Spectre. And I was wrong. That one is. I went to the thing. It's Jimmy Napes and Sam Smith.
Okay, so they both got.
It's going to be the James Bond number.
I wanted to be the James Bond number.
Even I didn't actually like that song though.
It's not his voice. It's not the greatest.
No.
Bond Adele one.
Well, Adele's though so dope though.
Adele's was the really best. Good though.
Hers was good. I honestly like the one from Casino Royale the best.
Is it the White Stripes one?
No, that's it's.
Or is that Quantum of Solace and White Stripes?
It might have been that might have been the White Stripes from Quantum of Solace.
Did Madonna do one a long time ago?
So did Duran Duran, but we're not throwing those out.
Ugh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I think it is.
View to a Kill?
Really?
Yikes. Was that them in View to a Kill? Wow, okay. Yeah, I can't remember his name. I actually have the song, and I can't remember it. Nope. Okay.
Skip.
Even though we did it, we're skipping
James
it.
Bond.
James Bond. You wanted to go over production design? Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, no, it's not on there.
How is Star Wars not on there?
Production.
They built the fucking Millennium Falcon again.
Production design. Bridge of Spies, because there was a lot of production in that movie. The Danish Girl.
Sorry.
So angry.
Mad Max Fury Road. The Martian and The Revenant.
Chris Cornell was Casino Royale.
Chris Cornell, that's his name, yeah.
Jack White and Alicia Keys was Quantum of Solace. Adele was Skyfall.
I am honestly going to throw out The Martian on this one.
Die Another Day was Madonna.
We had to make Mars.
Yes.
They made Mars.
Yep.
They made a whole planet.
Yep.
You know who else made whole planets? Fucking Star Wars.
They did make a whole planet.
No.
Yeah.
Lies.
Yeah.
Nope.
You who could honestly win
Smokers
this.
Smokers of the cock. That's who they are.
Mad Max could technically win that. Because they did a tremendous job with the production design of like the cars. Because that goes into it. Like they had to make functional monster cars.
Oh, yeah. Sense.
Like that's some, like those were real cars. Like he said, I don't want to CG any of the cars.
Yeah.
These have to be functional, real cars. Obviously, they weren't driving nearly as fast as they were.
They're like, no. I'll CG them together.
No, he didn't do that. They're like,
well, no, yeah, but I mean, like in the big, action sequences,
the big shots.
Obviously, you're not going to have them all them together. One, you know, blows apart.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Okay,
you put actors, you know, at risk.
But yeah,
that's what stunt doubles are for.
The Martian could win.
I say The Martian because
you're a giant nerd.
I'm a giant nerd.
Potato farm.
And as much as
goddamn potato farm.
Goddamn potato barn, whatever.
Oh god, he's so drunk.
I know. It's this wild cherry Pepsi with real sugar.
I'll stab you.
It's my sugar. As much as the Mad Max movie put a lot of the cars together, I think from The Martian, they literally went from the ground up. They had to design everything there. And
because have you ever been to Mars?
And they got NASA to help along with the design.
That is very true. They did invent a lot of stuff, but they took from realish ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Plus what was the name of the ship?
The MAV?
No, the ship in space.
Hermes?
Hermes, yeah. That was dope design. I couldn't think of the name for some reason.
I like how they went into that one, space stuff right one now, room. That
really?
Hermes.
Piece of shit.
Can't I remember the fucking either. Movie.
Because my brain is filled with names from Leviathan Wakes, so I'm super confused.
The Rosinante.
Rosinante, fucking that D name for the Mars ship.
Right. Doniger.
Doniger, yeah.
Next.
See, look at this.
Fuck, go fuck
calls
yourself.
Himself a fucking nerd.
I'm a nerd.
You call yourself that and you can't remember this shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fucking
yeah.
asshole.
Listen, don't remember shit ever.
Yeah, right?
I remember what's important.
Yeah.
To me, sometimes.
Did anyone see Bridge of Spies?
No, actually, I wanted. I honestly wanted to see it.
Once I saw,
I like Tom Hanks. You know,
like I don't know why. Like something about the trailer turned me off about the movie. I was like, I don't care enough about this. Maybe because I saw War Horse and I was like, this is garbage.
Yeah,
because War Horse was a piece of shit, by the way. If you guys haven't seen it,
when did that come out?
2000.
A-Rod liked it.
Of course, A-Rod liked it. He wanted to find a bar as quiet enough to read in.
That's true.
So what a bar is for? It's called a library or a bookstore.
He actually did that on Facebook. He went to Facebook and was like, hey guys, you want to know a bar in Tempe? It's quiet enough to read in?
No, because you're in Tempe.
Yeah, also,
it's a bar. Go to a library.
Yeah, right? It's a bar.
Or Barnes
and
Noble.
B, why the fuck are you reading in public? To show that you can? I can pretend to read in front of a book, too.
Yeah.
Look, everybody, I'm reading in public.
It's upside down, and it says it's a dictionary.
No, it's in Chinese.
A-Rod read it, and also only write stuff if he's in a Starbucks.
That's probably true.
With his Mac computer.
Yeah.
And his
iMac computer.
Oh, god damn it.
I saw a guy one time at McDonald's with his whole fucking desktop computer there playing World of Warcraft on McDonald's Wi-Fi.
Yeah. He probably worked there.
Like, yeah. Jesus, dude.
He probably worked there as well.
That's awful.
Oh, that is awful.
But can I come in on my day off and use your Wi-Fi?
What's the passcode?
My mom canceled
mine. My mom canceled my Wi-Fi because I'm playing too much WoW.
These next two categories I could do give two shits about because I don't have any of these
things.
Short film, animated short film.
No, I'm looking through the films and
skip.
Yeah, that's a good
sound
skip.
Editing.
Sound editing. This is
that's
editing that is very good.
good one.
I make it sound like it's not going to be on there. Mad Maxi Pad, Angry Road.
Why is he doing this? He's getting worse.
Real sugar. I do his high as fuck right now.
We'll wrap it up, essay. Come on.
Essay?
Wow.
Whoa, take your bandana off, colors.
The Not So War of the Worlds. The Martian.
Jesus fuck.
Keep going.
All right. The Revenant, Sicario, and Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
It has to be Star Wars. It's all the pew pew pews.
Editing, yes. They could win for both editing and mixing.
Yeah, I would give it Star Wars. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Is there one for sound design?
No doubt.
No. I don't think so. All right, so moving on to sound mixing, we're going to copy and paste the previous one.
Star Wars.
Except also Sicario. Include Bridge of Spies and take out Sicario.
Yeah. Same one. Same one, except for substitute that out for Sicario.
Yeah. So Star Wars, again, for sound mixing.
Yeah, sounds fucking phenomenal on that.
Yeah.
This is the one I'm torn on.
Visual effects?
I cannot decide on this, though.
So for visual effects, we have Ex Machina.
Oh, so good.
Mad Max Fury Road. Mike. The Martian. God damn it, Mike. The Revenant. So mad Star Wars. And Star Wars The Force Awakens. For visual effects, I will have
to... It's either Star Wars or the robot fucking one.
They don't actually
think
fuck.
There was fucking...
Yeah, they tease it, though.
Oh, they talk about it a lot.
Yeah, so that's the robot.
And both of those fuck a robot in a movie. Oscar a robot Isaac fucking movie. The only reason I say Ex Machina, because there's parts like I thought that was a real robot. Like I was
But
like,
you're also a man-child.
You kind of are.
What? I mean, I'm not arguing completely on there, but like...
He's like, I don't understand what you mean Mars. As he sits in front of a bookshelf full of Legos and comic books.
It's not full Legos. Yeah, they're just on top.
Legos on top. Books in the middle.
I would call that shelf full. I would. Anyway, I personally would go
put
with
a couple magazines in there somewhere.
I'm going to say Star Wars on this one.
Magazine. Like, that's what you have room for. Like, four or five magazines?
Tops. No, no.
Boom, right there.
I'm going to say Star Wars on this one.
It's going to be Star Wars or the robot fucking one.
Fucking one. So, Martian, he fucked that rover up when he fell down. Oh, wait, that was... Oh, shit, that was only in the book.
Yeah, that didn't make it to the movie. I was so disappointed in that.
Yep. Yeah, he didn't really haul the other one in that one, did he?
What do you mean?
He didn't make the trailer out of it, like in the movie, like or in the book they did. Because remember in the book, he made the second rover in like a trailer.
No.
And in the movie, he didn't really do that.
Yeah, he literally had like a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, it's fine. I wish there was a little bit more to it, like you said, where he fucks up the rover by accidentally putting the drill
on it. He blew himself up.
Yeah, but I mean, like from the book, you get more... That he's so human. He's not like this uber intelligent guy who does
this
stuff.
I think the movie did a good job of it.
It does a good job, but
the book, he's
more
MacGyver in the book.
Yeah. And just some of the shit that he does.
When he does blow himself up, it's hilarious in the book. It is. Because he's like, I miscalculated on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Yeah. Or I love the part of the book where he's like, oh, I can communicate with NASA using the computer. And so he like types everything up and then he goes outside and he's like, what? It's not work. Oh, because LCD screen, it's really cold.
The laptop was so funny.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Like in the book, there was so much more to paint him as human and not as super geek, you know, even though he's a fucking botanist.
He's a genius, really.
He made turd potatoes.
He made turd potatoes.
Poop potatoes, calm down.
Nope, those are turds.
Shit taters.
Shit taters. These taters taste like shit. I made Chewbacca. That's actual shit. Same way.
Imagine what that whole place
tastes like. Nickels.
Imagine what that whole place would smell
it's
like.
It's a bit nutty. It would actually smell really bad.
It would smell really bad. And there's no.
Because manure is bad in general. But like when you mix in actual human feces.
But then also imagine like there was no doors or anything. Just hallways.
Yeah, because like when you went in the
whole entire hab
was just because those plastic things he put up definitely did not stop that smell.
That was just to make sure that the water
sleep in it and shower in it and eat his food in that.
No, I think he stopped showering after a while. He looked pretty gnarly.
Well, towards the end he did, but I'm saying like you know like dry shower stuff or whatever, but like you're in it like all the time.
Yeah.
So I was trying to sleep with that poop smell just like floating in like that growing stuff smell and then like the.
This is like, it'd be like the best advertisement for Febreze. Have you gone nose blind?
you think it smells like this way your friends smell, just giant turds playing in the ground.
Shit potatoes.
Just a potatoes looks like just shit, and they're like,
All right, so moving on. The last two will do. Writing,
the last two on here.
Yeah, writing adapted screenplay. We have The Big Short, Brooklyn, Carol, The Martian, and Room.
The Martian can actually win that one.
Yeah, I honestly think it's The Martian. I haven't seen the rest of them, but The Martian was so true to the actual book.
Even though you just complained for 10 minutes about shit that wasn't in it.
Yeah, but of what was included,
no, yeah,
it was really it was extremely job. True to the to the book.
Do you think that to actually be able to vote on this, you have to read the source material?
I would hope
I would hope so, but
that doesn't.
Then again, that that's works, not like, how Congress works.
But I don't think they really care about the source material. I think they're just like, oh, this was something else before, so it's in this category. It's not.
Well,
in this
yeah, one. But in, to be able to judge that though, you have to know what it was adapted from, right? Like if you say it was adapted from a book, like, oh, well, this was really good, so the book must have been good. You know what I mean?
I would honestly hope that at least somebody was like, oh, there's an Audible version of it. Okay, let's listen to it. You know, and get an idea of what the actual book was like.
Oh, I must have like loved Star Wars then, because that shit has sound effects and different voice actors.
Yeah, but it came out after the movie came out, so
fair
you
enough.
Couldn't include. Plus, it wasn't a movie based off of a book.
That's
it
a was book a, adapted by a screen from a screenplay.
Exactly.
That's a
them shits know. Are reversed, yo.
You know, because it was that. Was
but I think The Martian can win.
I'm gonna go with The Martian.
Yeah. I haven't seen the other ones. So, well, I've seen The Big Short. I didn't realize it was based on a book, though.
It's probably some weird short story or something.
I like calculators. Big Short.
Next.
Anyway, writing original screenplay, we have Bridge of Spies, Ex Machina, Inside Out, Spotlight, and Straight Outta Compton.
I really kind of hope that one wins.
Yeah, really?
It's a good movie.
I'm going to honestly say it's going to be either Ex Machina or Inside Out.
Not gonna
and
out.
For some reason, I'm leaning more towards Ex Machina.
I'm gonna go Straight Outta Compton.
Really?
Damn, there's a lot of people that wrote that movie screenplay. Oh no, two people wrote the screenplay. The story was by three people.
Was Ice Cube one of them?
No.
Because if that meant Ice Cube winning an Oscar, I want to take my vote back.
Wow.
Because you don't want him to win an Oscar?
No. He's an awful actor.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. He was getting that one. He was funny in the first two Friday movies.
Yeah. Okay.
That's about it, though. You're right, though. Not a good actor. He's
not a very good actor.
He's on par with Ice Cube. Ice Cube and Ice-T.
Ice-T's a way better actor than Ice Cube.
Yeah, he has to pretend he loves that crazy white bitch.
Yeah. And plus, he does it every week on a TV show, and he holds his own. Like,
yeah, and then he's on Law and Order.
Dun dun.
Because he had a TV show.
Yeah, a reality show. Ice-T's way better than Ice Cube, though, with acting.
Coke. Yeah, for sure.
You ever seen Ricochet?
Yeah, I've seen Ricochet.
Fuck yeah, dude.
He was amazing in Rick and Morty, though.
Oh, he was played a boys? Wow.
No, right. He was just in it. They made fun of him.
Oh, okay.
It was the Get Swifty one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That was pretty funny. I forgot about that. Get Swifty.
ST.
Because he was
surviving the game. Yeah. Better than anything Cube's ever done.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that. What was that other one?
If you compare him straight across, dude, he's goddamn Tom Hanks. If you compare him straight across to Cube.
Okay. I mean, compared to Cube, I guess if your balance point is Cube, then yes, I guess it would be the thing. What was that RV one he was in? Judgment Night?
Oh, with Emilio Estevez?
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Like he's fucking seen it. You named off three movies that he's never seen.
Yeah.
Was it Judgment Night? Wasn't he in that one?
I think it might have been Judgment Night. That was the, like Estevez and like Dennis Leary too.
Yeah, okay.
Where they're supposed to like go to a big boxing match or something.
Yeah,
and they like take a wrong turn and they end up like fucking Rapesville and get all fucked up.
It was like basically The Purge before The Purge was a thing.
Yeah, it was, huh?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But it was like just like that
movie.
Alley.
I don't remember.
Just that alley was purged though. They didn't make it citywide yet. Like it was
I don't
like, no.
I remember bits and pieces of that movie, but I need to rewatch it.
Yeah, they got to start out small. They test it out in certain areas.
Was
you know,
that was that
like retail stores?
Big rig movie with Meatloaf, Black Dog.
Black Dog and Swayze.
Yeah, basically it was like that. Like, but
no,
like, and, like
wasn't like that.
Well, no, not like the movie wasn't like that, but it was like it had that kind of like feel to it. You know what I mean? Like that suspense.
I remember, because I remember the Surviving the Night, right?
Surviving the Game?
No. What was the one we just said it was called?
Judgment Night.
Judgment Night. I remember that one being kind of cool, but I haven't seen it in like 10 years.
It's not.
It's not good?
No.
Okay. I want to watch it now.
It's a lot of talky things. Like, not good monologues, you know, but like the talking scenes, like back and forth, like...
I was going to say, that's good. What movies have been for a while.
No, like talky, talkies, like, there's like, oh, you know, like, just mouth moving. Not really, gotcha. Like, good actual acting.
Gotcha.
Just like, hey, Emilio Estevez, say these lines, and don't make it sound like Mighty Ducks.
It's like a Tarantino film, but bad.
Yeah. Because
it's a lot of talking.
But not good talking,
good talking.
Like, it's not clever talk either.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, I hope we do not get killed in this alleyway. Ugh. Thanks, Emilio.
That's gross.
We should have got Charlie.
Mighty Ducks 5. So that is it for the Oscars, the 88th Annual Academy Awards.
So they're your winners.
Which airs February 28th, 2016.
Don't take those to the bank.
Take them to the bank.
After that, we may remember to see who won and who didn't. I'm not going to promise that. We probably won't even watch it. Although I do want to watch it because I do want to see who wins the Best Picture category.
I'll just watch YouTube clips of it. I ain't watching that shit.
Well, what's his name? It's supposed to be hosting this year. So
Chris Rock? He hosted last year.
Was it Chris
before?
Rock? No, I thought it was...
You thought it was Eddie Murphy, but you're way behind.
Were you going to say Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, Ricky Gervais.
That's Golden Globes.
That's Golden Globes. Yeah. Oh,
he dropped the F-bomb on Golden Globes, by the way.
That's awesome because I didn't even know the Golden Globes happened, but I do remember those commercials.
Well, we were just talking about it because that's where The Martian won Best Comedy.
No, I know, but I didn't know Ricky Gervais was hosting the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Oscars. Anyway, oh well. Not going to watch it now.
Chris Rock ain't good enough.
He's not.
You heard
No, he honestly wouldn't be good enough because he can't be Chris Rock.
Well, yeah, he can't Ricky Gervais it up.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais don't give a fuck. He said that he dropped an F-bomb. He asked Mel Gibson, what the fuck is a sugar tits? All live on camera.
And that would be awesome to watch. And that's why I would want to watch Ricky Gervais.
Well, I didn't watch it. I just watched a clip of it.
They only got away with that because it's Golden Globes. And they're,
well, yeah, because nobody was watching.
Please, like, we're going to say random shit.
We can't have a nipple slip out so we can have the F-bomb dropped.
Yeah.
But he did it. It's funny. He pretended like he was trying to do it in secret, but he leaned in towards the mic. Because he did this. Like, there's the little gardener snake mic. And he goes, hey, what the fuck's a sugar tits? Like, hey, we can hear you. Mainly because you leaned into the mic.
Your mic's still on.
like that fucking, is it a, what's that commercial? The State Farm commercial?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you seen that one? It's the football one with...
There's been a lot of State Farm
was
commercials.
Was it Rogers?
So very more specific.
Mike?
Oh, you're a racist. Ice-T's not in Judgment Night.
Oh, who was in Judgment Night? There was one that was like movie who was in like that. Besides Surviving the Game.
I think we're just thinking of Surviving the Game.
No, there's one who's like that too. But what's the... Who's... Is it Aaron Rodgers that's in that one? That commercial I'm talking about, Mike?
Not that particular one, but he's in some of those ones.
Anyways, so basically, one of the main quarterbacks... A quarterback from a sports team is walking down and he's talking to the ref. And he says, sorry about that call. And they go to a flashback.
Oh,
and
yeah, that
they
one.
Come to the thing, and he's like, oh, so did you see it? No, did you see it? Okay, we're just going to call and say, your mic's on! And they're like,
first down!
Yeah. That makes me laugh, because it's sports. I love sports.
No, you don't.
Nope.
That's a bold-faced lie with italics.
Yep.
All right. So that's the Oscars. Other shit happened, too, this week.
Yeah, some stuff.
We'll get to it later.
Yeah, probably not.
We won't get to it later.
Next week, we'll talk about the Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to talk about that.
Nah, garbage. Just kidding, actually. I really like that trailer. Makes me really want to see it now.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know what the fuck's going on in it.
Which is good.
Who cares?
Looks cool. I kind of do. Like, I kind of want something to actually happen in it.
Well, no, shit happens. You just don't know the context of that shit.
And I'm okay with that. Like, I still, I mean, they're fighting something that...
Like, we didn't know shit going into Star Wars. We had some ideas.
But what you knew it was Star Wars. You didn't go in and it was like, you know, fucking, you know, 30 minutes of a prom.
Space prom.
What the fuck was this and why was David Bowie there?
No, still not good. I said heaven earlier. It made me sad.
Yeah.
Wrap it up, clown.
You wrap it up, dick face. Yeah. But anyways, I guess I'm going to promise this, but I don't know what's going to go up. There will be a blog post about Suicide Squad trailer. I'm going to try to do this with a lot of the big ones.
You bet your ass there's going to be a blog post.
It will be soon.
I'm going to write it.
Mike's writing one. I'm going to write one. Mine's going to have pictures and GIFs in it.
Yeah.
Mike's is probably going to be reposted of mine.
Yeah, I'm going to write it.
Joe's not paying attention anymore.
Nope. He checks out 114.32 and he checks out.
But I'm going to try to do more of these like that so we have more content other than the recorded show.
What do you want me to do? I want to make content.
You figure that out for yourself.
Okay. I'm going to write a blog about the Suicide Squad trailer.
Mike's going to do a Facebook post that says content, content, content.
Look at all this content, guys.
Yep.
Is there a picture of content I could post?
And I'm going to be lucky if I log into Facebook this month.
Yeah.
Lucky?
You're lucky.
Somebody will be lucky. Nice. I don't know. I have probably so many notifications on there that they're just going to shut my profile down.
Okay, Cody. Tell everyone bye.
Bye, kids.
Bye.
Just kidding. So that's it for this week's show. Comes naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as in regular, you guys just came naturally.
Goodbye, creeps.